Proclamation number 4084 of 14th of July, 1947. World Bogus Goods. Spiritual treasures in the afterlife. The world with all its treasures can never replace the human being's feeling of God's nearness, just as it can never secure them eternal bliss in the spiritual kingdom. It only hands out bogus goods, and these bogus goods disintegrate into nothing when the human being leaves the earth. On the other hand, what he receives from the spiritual kingdom is permanent. It is a treasure of greatest value, for he can work with it and thereby constantly increase it. But just as he can also hand out and constantly make poor people happy, and yet he will lose nothing of his wealth. If people on earth would consider how little their earthly directed desires and their earthly activity earn them in comparison to spiritual work, then they would already gain much, for the realization of the worthlessness of earthly goods is already an increase in spiritual goods, and their striving for them would be increased by this realization. But the human being pays little attention to these very thoughts, and thus he remains ignorant, and at the end of life he will pass in spiritual darkness, empty and poor, into the spheres where only spiritual wealth is valued. He has not acquired any, for materially minded people usually lack the love which is compensating. For every activity of love on earth is stored up as spiritual wealth and earns the soul its reward in the beyond. Knowledge and thus a body of thought with which it can work. That is why love is the most important thing on earth, because its effect in the beyond is light and strength, and light and strength signify happiness and bliss for the soul. For light and strength are the radiance of God. They are the evidence of God's nearness, of His love and His glory. The deeper and more intimate a person's love is, the more firmly he attaches himself to God, and the more is he made happy by the feeling of His nearness, by the reciprocation of love and the awareness of possessing light and strength in abundance. But all this is lost to souls which leave earthly life in spiritual darkness, which are not followed by works of love into eternity, and which therefore dwell in extreme poverty and destitution in spheres where there is night and no spark of light. As long as love does not awaken in the souls, love for the fellow sufferer, for souls which are in the same need. If the soul has the urge to give to them in order to help them, then it will also be able to receive and give. However, without love it will remain in spiritual poverty for endless long times, and will not be able to acquire any goods. For love remains the first law on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom, which must be fulfilled without fail. Amen.